Thank you, Mr. President, Mr. High Commissioner, Excellencies, distinguished delegates. It is my great pleasure to participate in this panel discussion on the right to development in my capacity as the UN Special Rapporteur on the right to development. This discussion about interlinkages between the right to development and the proposed UN Framework Convention on International Tax Cooperation is very critical. Like other human rights, realizing the right to development requires sustained resources, and taxation provides the states a stable pathway to generate resources. However, tax avoidance and tax evasion by corporations is a major barrier to raise adequate financial resources, as the High Commission rightly highlighted. The evolution of digitalized economy has made it easier for corporations to bypass domestic tax regimes. Moreover, many states are often forced to lower taxes to attract foreign investment because of the so-called race to the bottom. Then there are problems linked to illicit financial flows. The combined result is that developing countries, which are most in need of resources, are disproportionately impacted by these taxation challenges. Due to an interconnected global economy, these challenges require a global response through the proposed Framework Convention. Mr. President, taxation is rightly seen as a vital tool to the realization of the human rights and the sustainable development goals. Both the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and the Addis Ababa Action Agenda on Financing for Development expect states to mobilize financial resources, including through taxation. However, in my remarks today, I would like to propose that taxation is essentially a human rights issue. And I promise that the High Commissioner and I did not talk beforehand. We are just independently talking about similar issues. Who should pay how much tax and how the collected revenue should be spent has a direct bearing on all human rights realization. Taking the right to development as an example, I will suggest that international human rights standards should inform international tax cooperation in at least five ways. First, taming tax evasion, tax avoidance, illicit financial flows, and tax havens will require genuine international cooperation. Article 3.3 of the 1986 Declaration provides, and I quote, states have the duty to cooperate with each other in eliminating obstacles to development, unquote. States also committed to scaling up international tax cooperation as part of the Addis Ababa agenda. While all states enjoy tax sovereignty, they would also need to sacrifice some of such sovereignty, in my view, for the larger common good. Second, an international tax system, in order to be fair and equitable, would have to go beyond formal equal treatment in terms of taxing powers. That is why states, as part of the Addis Ababa agenda, stressed that efforts in international tax cooperation should fully take into account the different needs and capacities of all countries, in particular, least developed countries, landlocked developing countries, small island developing states, and African countries. Third, as I have articulated in my vision report, AHRC 54/27 to the Human Rights Council last year, fair distribution is one of the overarching principles of the right to development. States must use their taxation power to achieve fair distribution of economic development benefits and in turn leave no one behind. When the world richest 1% own 59% of all global financial assets, a framework convention on international tax cooperation cannot ignore the current unsustainable levels of inequality. Fourth, a global tax framework should be designed to raise resources to address the triple planetary crisis. And again, as I outlined in my report to the General Assembly, which I will present next month in New York, innovative sources of funding, such as a carbon tax on the net profit of fossil fuel companies, would be required to address climate change-related loss and damage. Fifth, people have a right to participate in governments deciding how much revenue is spent on what. an active, free, and meaningful participation as a requirement of the right to development should inform the proposed UN Framework Convention on International Tax Cooperation. Mr. President, I'm grateful for the opportunity to participate in this panel discussion on the right to development and the linkages with the tax agreement. And I hope this discussion will contribute to developing a framework which is not merely inclusive, fair, transparent, effective, equitable, but it is also human rights compatible. Thank you very much for the attention.